This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details. Payne and Sylvester Incorporated on FUBAR Radio.
What? Yeah, I chat for my breakfast. Yeah, I chat for my lunch. Gang, gang. Trap in the snow like John. Trap in the rain, no arms, umbrella. No, we don't trap like ops. They don't trap, they gas. Yeah, yeah. 2 + 2 + 6. They 10 toes and they ran. What? Trap in a 4-door truck. Scratch, scratch, scratch. When we trap, yeah. Follow my G here in conch. Like, yo, G, what's the plan? Trap. So we sat down and trap. Trap, 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 trap. What? Mum said that she wanna trap. Dad said that he wanna trap. Yeah. Trish said that he wanna trap. Dog said that he wanna trap. Yeah. Skirt on the box. Skirt, skirt, skirt on the block. What? BM don't wanna trap. All I know is trap, trap, trap. Yeah. Trap, 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 free trap. Trap, 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 free trap. Yeah. Trap in a 4-door truck. Ain't even got a license. Man, them just heard sirens. Chap, 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 to be silent. Chap, 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 to be silent. Chap, 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 to be silent.
That was
absolutely incredible.
Track of the week for me.
Flame.
Absolutely. Let's get into something else. It's FUBAR Radio, Payne and Sylvester Incorporated. We'll be back after this.
Welcome to the Payne Diary. Nigel X and me.
Man had plastic, I never had no silver spoon. Poor thing Pitney, every day we made do. God bless my mum, she looked in the cupboard and saw nothing. But give thanks, managed to make food. She kept on saying though, God will get us through. There's 4 people what are living in this yard. But the food she's cooking can feed 2. Bros in jail, and dad ain't about. No more Cartoon Network, let's get loot. I weren't satisfied with scraping by. I weren't satisfied with making do. Everything's dysfunctional, turned me to a raging bull. Big man stress, I couldn't concentrate in school. Shot a tune to Patrick, pick up Paige from school. I ain't happy, plus my mind is breaking too. Looking in the windows of Frank Johnson's, thinking how I'm gonna get them 9-5s in grey and blue. Road money put food in the fridge. And road money gave me clothes to go to school and accepting where my life is at. Tired of being a have-not, going inside a shop knowing I couldn't buy that. So I'm on the beat, drums including the hi-hats. Red brick, Clapham North nigga, I'm trying to find cats. Money's where my mind's at. Gunpowder life got me sidetracked, drifted from the fam. Cause I wanted to be the man, didn't give a damn. Pain, that was my bad. 10 racks on the bed, it's nuts, I nearly climaxed. Life's like a movie, and I'm watching it in IMAX. There's an elephant in the room, so we try act and hide facts. But the fact is, life went shit. Road change, man.
They don't really know my pain. They don't really know this road, this life, these scars. Can I make it out the game? No chance.
Shutting it down, came from the bottom of the bottom. Like crabs in a bucket, my nigga, I made it out. There's no stopping him, shut down, we're still not in them. BDR, every city, every town. Let's have it, you fucking cunts. Face the fence, niggas going down. I went from a bills to a foul. My shadow's the size of a giant, my feet will shake the ground. I took every penny, even though I knew I was worth a pound. BDL now going to America, call me Mr. McDowell. Look who's running it now.
If you could walk a mile in my shoes, tell me what the fuck would you do? Tell me what the fuck would you do? Cause life is like a game you gotta lose. Sometimes I just wanna live my life. Take it how you want it, how you want it. They don't really know my life.
That's They Don't Know by Big Nasty right now on FUBAR Radio. It's Payne and Sylvester Incorporated, sans Sylvester, but still including Natalie King, a.k.a. Sarah DeBunda, and researching. Are we going to have to change Sarah DeBunda soon? Are you still happy
with
that?
No, I like it. I think you've stopped using it. So I'd like to bring
it
back.
No, I say it every week.
We researching's out the window because it was Renzel Nottingham now.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Cool. I'll do that again.
That's all right.
It's Payne and Sylvester Incorporated on FUBAR Radio, sans Sylvester, but still including Natalie King, a.k.a. Sarah DeBunda, and Renzel Nottingham.
Inside.
Got a packed show for you today. The fact that Harley is unfortunately absent changes not a damn thing. We've got LS1 coming in to speak to us live on the phone all the way from Jamaica. Man, this is a big one. We've got Toots from Toots and the Maytals. Do you say Maytals or Maytals?
I said Maytals, but I could
Maytals.
Be wrong.
I say Maytals because I'm from London and I just see ALS, I see alls.
But I'm from Kingston, Jamaica, so it's Maytals.
Of course you are.
You know that, I know.
Oh, yeah.
I know, so that's
we
how
sometimes
you say
forget
it.
That you're not actually from Kingston in southwest
London.
Oh,
are these like friends of yours?
Yeah,
that
I know. It's my Uncle Toots. I know.
Oh, okay.
Uncle Toots. Brilliant. I dare you to call him that when we call him.
I'll say it really fast. Uncle Toots. Yeah. So he doesn't. It's good though. He's in a good mood. The PR's already
Yeah, we hear that he's in a good mood.
Yeah.
So I'm looking forward to speaking to him. Yeah, because he's obviously, maybe not obviously actually, but we're going to tell you now. He's actually going to be performing 3 very special shows in May this year with the Specials. So special shows with the Specials. Mm. Friday 26th of May at the NEC in Birmingham. Saturday the 27th of May at Millennium Square in Leeds. Sunday the 28th of May at the Forum in Hatfield. Tickets go on sale Wednesday, 16th of November.
Mm-hmm.
Wait.
No.
That's not that
must,
right.
They must be on sale now.
Yes, they went on sale.
Yes.
Oh, they must have
the
gone on sale.
16th of November 2016. Yes.
But this is the
that
first
makes
time
sense.
That they've been on tour together, the Specials and
this
the
is.
So this is a big thing.
This is huge.
This is revolutionary.
Yes.
It should be a good one. So we're going to be speaking to Toots from Toots and the Maytals a bit later. I'm going to say both and you can delete as applicable. I'm going to leave it to people to. I'm literally going to do that all the time. No, in fact, we'll ask him.
Yeah.
We'll ask him. I'll be tactful.
Yeah.
But I'll ask him. I'll say, what are you calling yourself nowadays, bruh? Me call myself Toots and the Maytals. And then you know you can fill
then
in
the
that
phone
bit.
Line goes funny.
Yeah. Oh shit! No. Fuck. How do I fucking coax it out of him again? So how do I find your Facebook, bruv? you just no. That we'll see. We'll see. We're going to be playing a few games with LS1 as well. Well, one game
for him.
But he's going to be helping us out with some legal queries,
yes.
And he's going to be freestyling.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got a bit of a treat because no one's. Really drop bars on the show since Marcello
yes, Spooks.
He was the last one to drop bars, and we've had a few guests since then.
True,
loads. We should check how he says his name. Might be Luswan. We don't know if it's LS or
it could be Luswan. Yeah,
yep, could be.
It could be Luswan. A French bird just comes in. Le swan. It's artistic. It's avant-garde. A talking swan.
When he meant freestyle, he meant freestyle dance. Not but so that all. Luckily the camera's
like, you can't
on.
Even kill me or throw me out. I'm the Queen's property, don't you know? Should be a good one. But yes, please get your legal queries in now, henceforth. And we will help you out. Have we got one already?
Oh, no, we've got a tweet.
Ah.
Do you want to...
What does the tweet
read
say?
That, Reece?
It just says, Harley's always absent.
Who's that from?
Ayak.
Ayak.
I'm going to say.
A-Y-A-Q. Ayak. Yeah, I'm going to go with Ayak. Mm. How long have you been listening for, Ayak? Let us know. Because Harley's not always absent.
He's been twice in the last couple of months.
In the last 3 weeks.
Oh, he has actually.
He's
right,
been
absent.
He was absent last week. The week before, he wasn't absent.
Yeah, he's not always. If Harley was always absent, then this wouldn't be called Payne and Sylvester Incorporated. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It wouldn't be called that by virtue of the fact that Harley was never here.
I kind of do understand where they're coming from, though.
He's been absent a few times.
I mean,
he's
the guy's a big deal.
Yeah, he's got shit to do, man. He's not just a high-flying sort of law maker.
No. and his side lawyer. Work. It's his main job.
Oh, he moonlights
as a pop star.
Exactly.
He does. He really does. So sometimes, you know, Harley's going to be absent.
Yeah, but
it doesn't mean that he doesn't love you, Ayak. Mm. And it doesn't mean that you can't still send in a legal query.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And if you wanted to, you could. Obviously, no way to tweet us at FUBAR Radio, but I suppose if you didn't, you could email us as well.
Exactly. And that would be inc@fubarradio.com. And we'd help you. Mm. And we might even ring Harley and say, Harley, would you care to chip in?
Wagwan, Harley.
Exactly. We might not, but, you know, we might.
Chances are we won't.
Could WhatsApp him.
Big chance we won't.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Don't hold your breath about that one.
Yes. Mm. But still get in touch there.
Please get in touch. Please get in touch. We've got some massive news as well. Did you know about this, Reese?
What?
So FUBAR, the mothership, you know, Payne and Sylvester Incorporated, we are part of a bigger conglomerate, and that is FUBAR Radio.
Yeah.
And our mothership is the official partner of Stand and Call and Festival this year.
I did hear this.
Did you hear this in the grapevine, right?
I did.
You've been on the little Ouija board with Marvin Gaye again?
Yeah, man.
I see you, bruh. 27th to the 30th of July 2017 in Hertfordshire. That's how Hugh says it now, to remember how to pronounce it, because he kept calling it Hertfordshire.
Hertfordshire. Who called it Hertfordshire?
Hugh. Oh. Hugh's got he's pronunciationally challenged. Basically.
What?
Yeah, he's pronunciationally challenged.
Pronunciationally
challenged.
Can you pronounce that?
Nah.
It's like one of them words, you know, like lisp. Can't say it if you've got it. It's pronunciationally challenged.
Yeah, that's quite evil, calling it a lisp, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's out of order. Anyway, FUBAR Radio is now the official partner of Stand and Calling this year. It's going to be headlined by Orbital and Clean Bandit. But you also get to see Slaves, Laura Mavula, or as Natalie calls her, Laura Mavulva.
Sorry. Know. Shaming me there, but yeah, I do. Snitched. I need to just get it in my head. Mavula.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay, got it.
Nothing But Thieves, Gary Newman, Steve Mason, British Sea Power, Nadia Rose, etc., etc. But you've also got DJ sets from Joe Goddard from Hot Chip, Faithless, Jax Jones, Yoda.
Mike Skinner.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Mark is there. Akala's
there.
Yeah,
of course. There you go. Yeah. Natalie's well versed in this.
I know. Yes. Very excited.
I only found out on Friday.
It's an eclectic mix of people. This is going to go inward.
It is. Yep. Absolutely. We're all going to be down there, obviously, seeing as FUBAR is the official partner.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, it means we get to kind of ride around in golf buggies now, I'm assuming. I'm saying it so that it actually comes true, should I say.
There's a swimming pool there, I know that.
What?
If you fancy a bit of a dip. And a dog show.
A dog show?
Yeah, there's a dog show, mate. I love the fact that he was excited about that.
Yeah, nothing.
Not the swimming pool.
Time to be alive. Yeah, but you won't catch me in a swimming pool, bro.
That's a good point.
Well, I'd rather put my life at risk like that.
I'm more likely to be at a dog show
than a swimming pool.
Don't have to take off my glasses for a dog show.
You know what? I'm not a big dog person either, so I'll be watching that from a distance.
Maybe Harley could enter his dog. He's got a dog now.
Yeah, that's true.
Best in show.
I know, but he's got.
It could be a judge. I reckon the dog could be. His dog could be a judge.
Okay.
I think it's only fair that if it's a dog show that they have canine judges, right? Who are humans to tell dogs what the fuck is dog like?
That's true.
Do you get me?
I mean, we are terrible people when it comes to owning pets anyway.
Yeah. Mm. Could have just stopped that at terrible people.
Yeah. As humans, we are terrible people.
Absolutely.
But if you want to escape your guilt
And mix with more humans, then go to Stand and Call In Festival this July 2017. Mm-hmm. Orbital and Clean Bandit announced as headliners for Stand and Calling 2017. How is my voice?
It's great.
Is that good?
Keep going.
All right, cool. Slaves, Laura Mavula, Nothing But Thieves, Gary Newman, Steve Mason, British Sea Power, Nadia Rose, Cabbage, Dutch Uncles, Akala, DJ sets from Joe Goddard, Hot Chip, Faithless, Jack Jones, DJ Yoda, Maxi Sound System, Edward Adu. That was good, right?
That very good. And a comedy stage.
A comedy stage with James Acaster. Yep.
Headlined by James
Acaster,
yes.
John Robbins and Casual Violence. I still can't tell whether that's an act or they're just describing, you know, like more on the door. Casual Violence.
You know, I'm going, but I'm not.
Security tight but polite. Casual Violence. That would be so amazing. Dressed to impress. Casual Violence.
Oh my God, Beefy Melon's Temple of Love and Gratitude.
What? That's what I said.
Can you say that again? What is it? Beefy?
Beefy Melon's Temple of Love and Gratitude.
Well, I'm there. I love a beefy melon, so.
Nothing about that title tells you what's in store for you.
Yeah, but if I get there and it's not Beefy Melon's Love and Gratitude, I'm going to be fuming.
You can't go to this place, this attraction, whatever the fuck it is, and expect anything.
No.
But what is it? Because there's a dog show, swimming pool, talks, debates and workshops, yep. Real ale. Real yep. ale festival as well. Mm-hmm.
To the point, there you go. It's nice and to the point.
Food yep. festival.
Yep. Yep.
Groove garden.
Okay, that one's a bit equivocal, but you can kind of suggest that maybe there's some dancing going yeah. on and among the green space.
If you are going there to get escape your guilt, make sure you do leave your guilt at the door because guilty feet have no rhythm.
Mm-hmm.
Digit sound system.
Yeah, you kind of get that. Yep. You get the gist of that.
I know what
yeah.
that is.
Archaeology and reggae, of course.
Rock karaoke.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rock karaoke.
Yeah. Yeah. All smoking crack while singing other people's songs.
Yeah. Yeah.
Rock karaoke.
Yeah.
Then Beefy Melon's Temple of Love and Gratitude.
Obscure as fuck.
I could Google it, but I don't want to. I
want to be surprised.
I won't be surprised.
The People's Front Room.
Okay. I think I know what that is. I think it's like a forum.
Oh, right, okay.
Like front bum.
Enter my front room. Wipe your feet before you enter. Lisa Martin sings Adele. Like that, you know what I mean? I assume that's Lisa Martin. Wait, is she from EastEnders?
Lisa Martin.
Could you Google that?
Yeah.
That's all we need to Google. Because why didn't they just get, I don't know, Geraldine O'Connell to sing Adele?
Lisa Martin.
Is she actually famous?
Nope.
No.
No.
No,
but she's really... she is amazing. Absolutely. Come down
right.
Come down and see her.
Come see a nondescript woman sing Adele.
Yes, please.
I'm only joking. No, she must be great at it
yeah.
because she's on the bill.
She can sing like Adele. She must be a great singer
that's
as well.
A very good point. And, you know, Adele must cost an arm and a leg.
Yes.
To kind of book right now.
That's what you have to pay her in.
Literally. It's like, what's that new Netflix series?
Oh, with Drew Barrymore.
Yeah.
San Clarity to Diet.
Yes.
It's good, you know, I like
really
that.
Really good.
Yeah.
Very weird. It's like, it's got Dexter in it. It has got Dexter.
When anyone says Dexter, I think Dexter's Lab. That's the first thing that comes to my mind.
Wait a minute. Has anyone in the gallery seen San
Clarita Diet? It's Timothy Oliphant from Justified and Deadwood. It's not Michael C. Hall from Dexter, but they do.
No,
look
but
a
I said it's got bits of Dexter in it. I didn't mean cast members. No, it's got the you know.
Well, in the yeah, minus the zombie thing, but yeah, she does munch on some people.
Yeah, it's grim. Have you seen it, Reese?
No.
Yeah, Reese doesn't watch TV.
No.
It's brilliant.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I've started re-watching The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air again.
Yeah.
This is the second time in the last 6 months that I've gone from start to finish on The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Fair play. It's just on loop.
Yep.
This is Ajax's fourth time listening, by the way. She has got in touch. He or she has got in touch again.
So to be fair, in four times.
Maybe he was missing 50% of the time.
Yeah.
Well, it's still not always. I maintain.
It's a she. Ajax, she. Abby's telling me. So, but listen, he'll be here next week.
He will. He will 100% be here next week.
Yeah. That's good.
You can, I don't know. If he's not here next week, you can come to the show.
If you do miss Harley, what we can do is we could play one of his songs and have a little think about him.
We could just like he's here. That's
all he says
there
anyway.
So that's fine. That's Harley.
Absolutely.
I could just pop those in every so often. It's like he's here.
Yeah, exactly.
Fine.
Exactly. Coming up later on in the show, we are going to be speaking to Toots from Toots and the Maytals. Delete as applicable. But after this song, we're going to be talking about a Mississippi woman arrested after she was caught wiping her blood on a customer's cheeseburger. Oh my God. It's FUBAR Radio, Payne and Sylvester Incorporated.
Make me feel this way.
That's much better.
This way.
I know all of the fucking bits of that song. I don't know why.
I like that a lot better than a fade. I don't like a fade on a song. I don't know why.
Now, she faded that guy nuts. Like, she's still going now. You know what I mean? She's actually, Shaka Khan is still singing that song. Swear down.
It's a long fade.
Big tune, that. Massive tune, that. Big shout out to Harley for selecting that one.
Did he?
It was really gnarly.
Yeah,
couldn't even bother to disguise it with a cough. But let's get down to brass tacks.
I'm not sure I want to.
You do.
Me neither.
You need to decide whether you want to help this lady or not.
Yeah. Period. You know what I mean?
Oh, no,
all right, so listen. let's get down to it. So, a Mississippi woman was arrested after wiping her blood on a customer's cheeseburger. The fast food worker is accused of getting disgusting revenge on a customer that she had a row with by allegedly smearing menstrual blood and saliva on their order. Sky Juliet Samuel was working a late night shift at a Jack's Family restaurant in Columbus, Mississippi, when a woman pulled up to the drive-thru. According to colleagues, the 18-year-old worker got into an argument with the customer as they tried to order a burger and drink. The shocked co-worker claims the teenager then got her own back by smearing her own menstrual blood on the bread of the burger with her finger before licking the cheese slice inside the sandwich. Once home, the co-worker told her mother, Tabitha Hollins, who then made the allegations public. Posting to Facebook, Mrs. Hollins said, "We called the store to try and talk to the general manager and they wouldn't give her the numbers to get hold of a manager." The post was shared thousands of times, prompting Samuel herself to make a Facebook post of her own, which has since been deleted. When asked by a friend about the claims, Samuel allegedly said, "The bitch shouldn't have gotten smart and said all shit she said over intercom. Motherfuckers act like they ain't never did no stupid shit.
Catch
I don't
me
give
outside.
A fuck about this shit, TBF. Yeah, catch me outside, how about that? Catch me outside, how about that? Get me? There's a lot of that going on right now. A lot of catch me outside, how about that going on, isn't it? That's literally going to be now a noun. You know, yeah. They had a bit of a catch me outside, how about that? An arrest warrant was put out for Samuel, who later handed herself in before being bailed on a $5,000 bond.
Do you want to represent that?
I don't really think so, blood.
Maybe, though, it could have been like Chinese whispers, and it started off like, oh, customer actually ordered like a Kit Kat McFlurry and she gave her a menstrual one. And then it kind of made it its way down the line. And
maybe.
Yes, Reese. Brilliant.
She didn't.
We can end the show there, I think. I think that's a record. 27 minutes in. That's it now. It's music. Music for an hour and a half.
She didn't seem that repentant when she was talking about the bitch who came in.
Can I repeat what that she said?
Please
the
do.
Bitch shouldn't have gotten smart and said all shit she said over intercom. Motherfuckers act like they ain't never did no stupid shit. I don't give a fuck about this shit, to be fair. To be fair as well. Just to make sure that this is all fair.
Yeah, I wasn't being a dick.
Yeah, I was being fair. To be fair. Once you say to be fair, that absolves you of everything.
Well, like, no offence, but...
Yeah, exactly. To be fair...
And, like, the woman's going to go, oh, that's fine that I've just eaten your period blood and saliva on my burger. You'd never eat a burger or maybe food ever again, would you, if that happened?
It's like, saliva must feel like such an also-ran in this kind of lineup as well. Like, you don't even need to mention the saliva. You could put any other... Do you know what I mean? Like, if I don't even want to... If someone smeared period blood on my burger, don't bother mentioning the saliva. That's not in any way going to affect...
I wouldn't even mention it when I'm telling the story.
That's what I'm saying. You don't need to mention the saliva.
It's like, okay, so that period blood wasn't bad enough. Also, a bit of saliva as well.
Oh my God, no way, not spit.
Yeah, if you had the choice between saliva or period blood, you'd go for saliva every time, wouldn't you?
Every time.
Exactly.
Every time.
Rhys, you're not looking so sure.
I wish I couldn't hear this story a bit.
Well, but we've got to make a decision.
I've got two drinks for you. Which one do you want? The blood or the saliva? This is only a shot, so it's a quick shot for you. And why are you even thinking about it? Of course you don't want to drink blood.
I can't. The look of blood. When I see blood, it will make me sick. I can't even. I can't even watch cartoon blood. Like, do you know, I swear on my life, if there's any, like, you know, like in a film or anything like that, if there's like any form of like knives or gut, you know, like, yeah, shit like that, I cannot even. But then the thought of drinking a pint of spit.
Yeah, mate. Oh, I think I'd go for the blood.
Oh, really? Could you,
yeah.
Oh, you've changed your mind quickly.
The blood would go down, blood, is it? The blood would go down.
But what's the difference?
There's no difference between this blood is blood.
Yeah. Imagine how thick and horrible one that blood. Spit is.
Yeah, the spit is would be harder to drink.
Do you know what? Yeah. Even the
bubbly.
Thought
it'd be bubbly and bubbly. Frothy and oh,
maybe the, warm.
The
might be
thought
warm.
Of it's making me yeah. like.
That's grim. Yeah, that's no. Nah, it'll be all stringy.
Can we change subject, yo? Let's not defend that.
Yeah.
Ever? I can't
defend I think she deserves some sort of comeuppance, man.
Will she go down for that?
Yeah, I think. Yeah.
Always check your ketchup now as well. I'm getting. Maybe don't have a ketchup. Burger with ketchup anymore.
I do
anymore.
Not eat ketchup anyway.
Yeah, I haven't had ketchup since I was like 6.
Me neither.
And if I can't remember the last time I had ketchup. Seriously,
if I was
can't.
Start, I wouldn't be starting now either.
Yeah. I have a bit of an issue with those people that like cover everything in ketchup.
Yeah, me too.
Like grown men.
Ketchup, you know.
It's the people that buy chips. I mean, granted, it's their chips, but then they say, do you want one? But then they put ketchup all over it, therefore going, I don't want you to have any.
Just drink tomato soup, man.
Yeah.
When you drown the thing in ketchup, just have a little tomato, a little Heinz thing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Other brands are available.
Yeah.
But the other ones are like Daddy's. Anyone wants Daddy's sauce?
Daddy's make soup.
Oh, I thought you were on about sauce. I was on about sauce.
Oh, right, yeah. No one wants Daddy's sauce.
No. Why did they call it that? Who came up
They're
with that?
They're trolling, Vlad. That's an example of brand trolling. Brand name trolling. How can you call it Daddy Sauce? Do you know what you're doing?
Oh, I've got Daddy Sauce all down my
Do they do red and brown sauce?
They do brown.
Any white?
Oh, what, like?
Mayo.
Salad cream.
Egg sauce. That's what mayo basically
Yo,
is.
Yo, mayo's pain. You lot need to leave
Fuck
it alone.
Mayo, mate.
You know, whenever you say it, I feel uncool.
Nah, man, bun mayo.
I would fight mayo.
I'll fight Fully. You for fighting.
Punch up a,
you know what, yeah?
Punch up a mayo.
I would be there.
I don't even like Simon
mayo.
I don't even like him, bro.
I've seen you eating that bacon mayonnaise, bro.
No, you haven't.
I'm sure I have.
Oh, no, yeah, no, you have.
At Shillitz. Yeah, I have.
Yeah, you have.
That's paying as well.
Yeah, exactly. So that gets sublime. That gets sublime, bro. I'll turn a blind eye to that shit.
Yeah. Fair play.
Well, let's get into a song. And next up, we've got our first guest.
Yes.
Then. LS1's joining us after this. It's Fubar Radio, Payne and Sylvester Incorporated.
There's no man that I wish death upon. Trick me once, that's shame on me. Trick me twice, you're dead and gone. So fuck all this talk about get along. Us man are real like tenant bombs. MC Wise, yeah, I kill ten at once, that's genocide. Man are moving like bitches, more on the genocide. MCs wanna come out the woodwork. Talking about tunes that could work. But rude boy, I don't talk to strangers. Deeps escort them to the torture chambers. Like man only wanna talk for favors. Like, do me this or do me that. Who are you to Matt? Who's trustworthy? That shit right there got sussed early. Telling man straight, there's no mercy. I ain't giving shit up like cold turkey. And it just so happens to be there's men in your branch on my family tree deep rooted. Gonna need more than your pea shooters for Cam to be muted. BOG the detour rerouters. Deep movers can't always see Judas. And I see why these men are hacked off.
These men are hacked off.
Verbal warfare, limbs get hacked off.
Limbs get hacked off.
Out in the street, they call it murder. Welcome to my world. But I told him it's year with a cam dog. Year with a cam dog. Are you mad? Yeah, I told you already it's year with a cam dog. Year with a cam dog. Yeah, I told you already it's year with a cam dog. Year with a cam dog. Yeah. But I told you already it's year with a cam dog. Fuck 2016, man, I'm running the scene and you know that it's year with a cam dog. For now, man, never paid attention. Let alone ever gave my name a mention. I'ma keep this blunt, you can save your Benson. Take a seat like a day's detention. Man, don't want me to fly the flag. You got a body, I'll find a bag. You got a toe, I'll find a tag. I know who I am, I ain't trying to brag. You wouldn't buy Mexican. Put him on the bench now, would you? Man think they're better than me, how could you? Think you know what's best? Trying to tell man what I shouldn't and I should do. Bar for bar, I'm the best bar none. Spar with Spartans, get sparked and spun. Man know that it's year of the cam dog. Take this one, though it can't be done. And I see why these men are hacked off.
These men are hacked off.
Verbal warfare, limbs get hacked off.
Limbs get hacked off.
Out in the street, they call it murder. Welcome to my world. But I told him this year in a countdown. And I see why these men are hacked off.
These men are hacked off.
Verbal warfare, limbs get hacked off.
Limbs get hacked off.
Out in the street, they call it murder. Welcome to my world. But I told him it's year with a cam dog.
Year with a cam dog. Are you mad?
Yeah, I told you already it's year with a cam dog. Year with a cam dog.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I told you already it's year with a cam dog. Year with a cam dog.
Yeah, yeah.
But I told you already it's year with a cam dog. Fuck 2016, man, I run in the scene and you know that it's year with a cam dog.
Year with a cam dog. Are you mad?
Yeah, I told you already it's year with a cam dog. Year with a cam dog.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I told you already it's year with a cam dog. Year with a cam dog.
Yeah, yeah.
But I told you already it's year with a cam dog. Fuck 2016, man, I run in the scene and you know that it's year with a cam dog.
Yeah, it's FUBAR Radio, Payne and Sylvester Incorporated. Sorry about that.
I forgive you.
Let me clear my throat. You always have to seek forgiveness, I think, when you do something so heinous.
You're forgiven.
Yeah, thanks very much.
I found it hard to, but...
You dug deep.
Yeah, man.
Mm-hmm. You dug deep. It's good. It's good. We've got a very special guest in the house. Last week we had Merkston and
yes,
Tim Westwood.
We did.
This week we've got none other than LS1.
Hello guys, what's up?
What's up? All good. We always give people we always give our guests a spirited round of applause and
thank
that man.
You, it's appreciated.
So tell us where you're coming from.
Yeah, I come from St Albans. Mm-hmm. So I'm on that musical journey where I'm just trying to make it like everyone else.
Yeah, I've been to St Albans before. Once.
Oh, is it? Where did you go back to?
I went to my brethren. I can't remember exactly where I went, but I went to my brethren's studio. He's got it's really nice and quiet out there.
Yeah.
But you know, I don't know it. I don't. You know.
I get you.
So how long have you been doing what you're doing for?
I'd say that I've started to take music seriously like within the last kind of few years, where things have started to like pick up for me.
Mm-hmm.
So I done a tune with Sneakbo. That's when it started to really like pick up.
Of course.
And then I took it seriously from there.
Yeah. Is Sneakbo someone that you've known for a while? Was it just a case of him catching your sound and then going, yeah, cool.
Do you know what? It was mutual friends, mutual friends.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, through a guy called Chaz Apetti.
Oh, yeah, I know, director Chaz.
Yeah, exactly. So he kind of hooked it up and then we went from there and cooked something up.
Yeah, huh?
But we've got another thing coming up as well soon. Amazing. Exclusive. So exclusive.
So you've maintained a kind of collaborative relationship as well.
We speak on a regular basis.
That's cool.
Shout out to Sneakbo, man.
So what's life like? What's the scene like in St Albans? Is there one?
Yeah, there's a good studio there which is called it's run by a guy called Bandicoot.
Right.
So you get a lot of artists go there, like Benny Banks.
Nice.
You get President T.
Right.
You get like a different mixture of artists. You get obviously like vocalists and stuff as well like that and bands.
Yeah. So, but do you find that there are a lot of when I say scene, do you feel that there are a lot of artists kind of representing St Albans, or do you see yourself as kind of a lone wolf, so to speak?
Don't get it twisted, like there are other artists. Like there's a guy called Killer Impact. He's a battle MC.
A lot of the time they're from kind of out their areas, I feel like there's a lot of anger in a lot of them. You know what I mean?
You know where there's a lot of anger? Leeds, bro.
Leeds, Battlegrounds.
I've got loads of family in there as well, man. Chapel Town, shout out Chapel Town.
Yeah, I've been to Leeds a few times, actually.
Yeah, it's wild up there as well.
So do you still live in St Albans?
I still live there. Yeah, man, that's my area.
Commute to London to...
Yeah, it's easy, man. It's next door to us.
And you've got that magical thing called the internet now as well, so you don't even have to be in the same studio.
Exactly.
But I hear you're going to be dropping bars as well on the show.
I'm gonna do a quick freestyle for you a bit later if that's cool. So
absolutely. And we've got a game for you as well.
Yeah.
And we also would like you to stick around and help us with some legal queries.
That's cool. I'm down for that, most def.
We're the world's most powerful law firm. So
Harley,
one of our co-presenters, he's not here today, so you can kind of fill his boots.
I'm down for that, most def.
Amazing. Well, do you want to get into the freestyle now? Yeah,
I don't mind.
I also heard his whipping excursion as an instrumental.
It's just a quick short one.
Amazing.
Amazing.
Do your thing. Do you want headphones?
Yes, please.
Brilliant.
Okay.
Brilliant.
Let me know when you're ready and if the levels are all good.
Mm-hmm. Can you turn it up a little bit, please? Yeah, LS1 Food Bar Radio. Check it out. Whip it, flip it, whatever you like, kick it. Let's go from the top. Had her ready to pop. No shock, no shock. Come on, I does this a lot. Till the day that I stop. No gimmicks, no limits. Different ages, different stages, different faces, different places. Had the young G running around collecting all of my peas. Click, click, time's up, so you tell me what's up. You're kinda late, what's there to debate? Word to most that glare, your pants are on fire. Yeah, that's all for me right now. LS1, Foo Bar Radio, you done know.
Nice. Blessings, bro.
Just a little short thing, you know.
LS1 on Foo Bar Radio, Payne and Sylvester Incorporated.
Was that like off the top as well as...
Half and half, man. Yeah. Just kind of went with it. With that beat, the beat is quite... It's like easy to flow on, man.
Yeah. Is that your technique as well? Is it kind of like a...
Nah. It's not...
What's your writing technique like? I'm always interested in other people's writing techniques.
Do you know what? Normally, like, when I go to studio, I listen to the beat. And I'll kind of come up with a concept and then we'll just kind of go from there, really. Try to work on the hook first.
Yeah, okay, cool. No, but I mean, do you actually, like, write things down or do you commit a lot of stuff to memory when you're...
I'll write.
Oh, right,
yeah,
okay, cool.
Yeah. Just in case I don't forget something, you know what I'm saying? So I'll write, man.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'm even just chilling and I'll just come up with, like, an idea in my head and I'll just be like, oh, where's my phone?
Yeah.
And I'll write notes down, man.
Fair play.
Yeah.
All right, well, I think that's... perfectly leads us into this game we're going to play, right?
Cool.
Okay. Well, do we want to break it up with this track? And then
Could
come
do,
back and
actually,
do
yeah.
Stuff? All
right, yeah.
Yo, cuz, let's go. Gang. Let's go, that's why you already know shit. Yeah. Why are they looking at a kid? Why are they looking at a kid? Wear my heart up on my sleeve. Don't make you notice what it is. I've been trapping for so long. I've been out of here the streets. Look at what a nigga did. Look at where a nigga be. Never so hot, and it's me making music a work of art. When the full moon's out, I turn ferocious. I need more shots, where's the hostess? Okay. Ready to blow, fully focused. At the bar, mixing potions. Uh-huh. Bag of tricks, bag of kicks. Taking out wounds, we giving them licks. Come on, no negativity in my circle. We all alive, nobody purple. Come on, though, what's it gonna be? Bridge the gap and then make me tap. All restrictions, though, like a cat flap. Pull up that shit and make it clap, clap. When I go in, the whole team's gonna win. Sorry, Lord. I've got a sick. Why they looking at a kid? Why they looking at a kid? Wear my heart up on my sleeve. So make you notice what it is. I've been trapping for so long. I've been out of here the streets. Look at what a nigga did. Look at where a nigga be. I be hard love you. Make your squad disappear. Let's go. Get no colder. Pop on spinach, I move the boulder. Positive vibes, dirt off my shoulder. Pull up my tune, give it a reloader. I don't trust snakes, why? Spiders. Me, I'd say that I'm just shyless. You girls a mess, shambles, shameless. Me, I won't quit, nevertheless. Tag team of the year, we the best. Going for mobile, main stage of my logo. Haters keep it up, you fuel my fire. My true love, it burns my desire. X6 bad, cause I'm their famous. They be broke dissing while they be nameless. Long time ago, though, I made up my mind. No more belling up my lane. I'm fine. Why they looking at a kid? Why they looking at a kid? Wear my heart up on my sleeve. So niggas notice what it is. I've been trapping for so long. I've been out of here the streets. Look at what a nigga did. Look at where a nigga be.
Why they looking at the kids? Why they looking at the kids? Wear my heart up on my sleeve. But niggas know that's what it is. I've been trapping for so long. I've been out of here the streets. Look at what a nigga did. Look at where a nigga be.
It's Payne and Sylvester Incorporated on FUBAR Radio.
Oh,
that was brilliant. That was banging, man. LS1's joining us in the studio.
Yep.
You've caught me off guard.
How?
I'm covered in cake shit.
Listen, mate. Listen. Someone, I don't know who, put some crack in some cake and left the cake lying around.
And it's gone off. I can tell you.
Yeah,
whoever that was.
Honestly, I'm literally trying to sell a VCR to buy some more. And I don't even have a VCR.
It was the guys from the Good Team on Paper show, the Fantasy Football show last night.
Shout out to you and your crack cake. Because that cake had crack in it. 100%. Look how quickly I'm moving. All for no reason. I'm scratching this shit.
It's all gone and you're still licking the cake.
Yeah,
it's
fucking mad.
I bet they make it themselves. As well, because they've got homebrew that they make and bring in themselves as well. So.
They're trapping, bro. They've got a trap house and they're just cooking this crack cake and just leaving it in places, man.
It was a Jaffa cake and it was.
Yeah. But did you see that purpley? There was no need for that purpley dust on it. That was the crack.
That PCP.
They're dyeing it to make it look like, oh, it's sparkly.
How long does that take to kick in? Are you going to be going hitting the ceiling?
I kicked in already.
Well, seems like a good time to get all competitive and play a little game.
It does.
So, yeah.
Natalie's got a game
for us. I can't even blame this on Jacob this week. It's all me. So you're going to need your headphones for this. So yeah. When we have guests in, we've had some great guests. We had played Washy Washy Cleany Cleany with Gene McLean. And then we played Work with Merkston last week, didn't we?
We did.
But
mm-hmm.
this week, I've thought of a game really inspired by, Reese inspired me for this. Because you are LS1 and this is something... That Reese, a phrase he says a lot. So let's play a game of.
All my ones and twos.
So it's a game of on my ones and twos.
On my ones. On my ones and twos. Who's whose voice was that?
Let's hear it again. It's Sean singing.
On my ones and twos.
You got a good voice, mate.
Yes! I made him come in. I did yesterday.
I can just imagine Natalie just going, look, how do I do this without being racist? Without sounding racist? Sean, you can sing in an R&B kind of voice.
He's an actual singer. He sent me his songs.
I'm joking.
But if you think, yes, Sean is an intern over here from Washington. And what I got him to do yesterday fun was listen to the One Show theme on repeat so he could get memorize it and then come
but
in
but
here.
But Sean
and go,
also genuinely looks like an R&B singer.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
And then I'd like make you sing it again. Again, Sean, again. More like the One Show. Anyway, so this game, on my ones and twos, I'm going to play you some clips of songs. You just have to tell me. Did they go to number one or number two in the charts?
Cool. Okay, cool. All right.
Okay. All right. Okay, I'd like your answers written down so I have proof for when I see them. But okay, cool. So here we go.
How many questions there? Because I'd like to write some numbers in the margin.
There are 10 clips for you of music. Cool. Okay, let's start with number one.
You're gonna be the one that saves me.
That was from 95. Did it go to number one or number two?
Cool.
Should we go through at the end?
Yes.
Okay, all right, let's do that. Cool. Okay, all right, here's number two. Lady Gaga's Bad Romance, that was...
After a cracking Super Bowl performance the other day at halftime.
2009. Did that go to number one or number two? Here is track number three.
We bring the stars out. We bring the women and the cars and the cars out. Let's have a toast to celebration, get a glass out. And we can do this until we pass out.
Lady Gaga.
Tiny Temper there, pass out from 2009. Okay, here we go with number four. That's Prince. stop. 1999, but was out actually in 1982.
Wow.
Confusing, but
it's almost like he knew 1999 was going to happen.
He's psychic. Okay, here's number five.
Anyone can do this next bit, I'll give you £1,000 right
now. That song just reminds me of Family Guy.
That's Take On Me. That was out in 1984. Aha.
What a band name. Aha. What are you going to call yourselves? Aha. I like it.
Here we go with number six.
Sorry. That was the first song that I learned to play on the drums.
Oh.
Coincidentally, it was the only song I learned to play on the drums.
Sounds like Teen Spirit Nirvana. 91, that was out. Well, did that go to number one or number two?
You know I know none of these, right?
I'm guessing a lot of them.
I know the songs, but where
it's annoying because it's like... Played.
Some of them, you think...
It's hard, this is like the hardest game I've ever participated in.
I will tell you, Sean, I think a lot of these very well-known songs, Sean has not heard of a single song that I've played on this list.
Not even Smells Like Teen Spirit?
Not even, no. Nope,
come on.
Any of them. So that was an education for him as
fair play.
Here we go with number seven. Oh, you're gonna miss me. I guarantee you'll miss me. Cause you changed the way you kiss me. Okay, example.
God, that song better not have been number one.
Change the way you kiss me, by example. From 2011. Answers on the page, please. Here we go with number eight.
Much, much worse songs have been to number one. Here's my number. Call me, maybe. Hard to look right.
The beat was scientifically made to please the human ear, so you can't not but like that beat.
Another fact about that song, it's fucking nang.
Yeah, because it's been like scientifically, you can't. Do you know what I mean?
It's incredible. Can you just play that snippet again, please?
Yeah. Hey, I just met you.
Yeah, like I can imagine this song being played in a public place and the one person not dancing just being set upon and just like murdered, basically by a baying mob. Do you know what I mean? Because you wouldn't trust someone if this song played really loud and they weren't at least, you know what I mean?
Do you know if it comes on in the club, even, do you know those man with the jacket at the back?
Roadmen skanked to this tune, I've seen it happen. Yeah. Murder Mile.
One, two, like, bop.
It's mad. This tune comes on, the one, two, bop. You have to do something.
I can tell you, Robbie Knox, who often, from Soccer AM and often appears on this station, when it was a Christmas party 2 years ago, he was walking down to Shilly's giving it the four. I said, what are you listening to? Carly Rae Jepsen, Call
Me Maybe. He's paraplegic.
He's paraplegic. Like, that's what he's listening to.
He's paralysed from the fucking neck down, this guy. This is why this is so important. She's telling you this story.
Right, okay, here we go with number nine. And through where she offers me
protection. A lot of love and a pension. You got a remix to it. And down the waterfall,
wherever it may take me. I know that life won't break me.
When it comes to calling,
she won't forsake me.
You have to sing like you're about to go red, like really. She is. You have to breathe before you sing.
Give that oomph into it.
This is the only one that I know. This answer is the only answer that I know.
Yeah, I'm 100% on this one.
All right, well, for the final one, here's number 10. Hey! So that was PJ and Duncan. Let's get ready to rumble from... What I'm going for is from 2013.
The
version I'm going for.
Oh, right, the chart position.
Yes.
Okay, cool,
so
sweet.
So I don't know whether that affects your position on the chart position.
That changes things.
I know. It's 50-50 here, Reese. Come on.
It really is.
Okay, so we go back. So the first song was Oasis and Wonderwall. I want to know, was that a number one or was it a number two?
I'd
say number one.
Okay, Reese.
I went two.
Two, yeah.
I went one.
Reese is correct. It went to number two in the charts in 1995.
Okay.
Then we had Lady Gaga with Bad Romance.
Number one.
Points for everyone there. Yeah. That was cool. Number one. Tiny Tempers, Pass Out.
Definitely.
Yeah, 100% number one.
Number one.
I went to the party.
Number one.
Prince, 1999.
Ooh, I went two.
Okay.
One.
It went to number two. Number two.
No, I've not got one wrong. Are you mad? Are you mad?
Did you get one? No, you got Wonderwall wrong, didn't you?
No. Reese has got 100% so far.
Oh, yeah, you have.
Yeah, yeah. I've got three.
I've got two wrong.
Well, I've missed a point off Reese. I only gave him three. So it's three, four.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Aha, Take On Me. Number one or two?
One.
Two. It went to number two, I'm afraid. Sorry about that. No points.
Did someone cover it as well?
What's that band called? A1, is it?
A1, yeah.
And that probably went to number one, which is...
Oh, yeah, that's why I put number... Because A1, and I'm sorry.
I meant to. I'm afraid no. Nirvana, Smells Like Teen Spirit, number one or two.
Wait, sorry, five went to number two, right?
Five went to number two,
yeah,
that's correct.
Yeah, I got that wrong then. Yeah, Nirvana, so. I said two.
Mm-hmm.
Two.
Two.
Correct, points for everyone there.
Because Kurt Cobain would never have had a number one. He wouldn't have had it.
He would
have switched
it.
Yeah.
Example, Change the Way You Kiss Me. What number did that get to?
I said two.
I believe number one, but I've put two because I don't want it to
be number
one.
What do you want it to
one.
Be? What are you saying though?
I'm saying two.
Okay.
I put two.
It went to number one.
Yeah,
sorry.
And that's why I hate people.
Sorry, Elliot.
Carly Rae Jepsen, Call Me Maybe.
One.
Yep.
One.
Anyone? I said one. That was like a long-standing number one.
Okay, cool.
Wait, can I just say, I don't dislike Example. I think Example is a great artist. You know, lyrically,
when he was rapping that song,
it was just such a sell-out song, and it was just
I
so bait.
Like
it was just such a bait song.
No.
And he got a number one and bare pee, so he did what he wanted to do. So shout out him, but the song.
Robbie Williams, Angels.
One.
Who, sorry?
I said one.
Two.
Confidently.
Two.
One.
Two. Went to number two. Points there.
What? Really? Got a number one.
Who? You said one, didn't you?
I put two.
Oh,
you mad?
You said one.
One, yeah, yeah.
The fuck?
So what
Robbie Williams song has gone number one then?
Probably every other one, yeah. But not that one.
Most of his songs.
That's crazy.
That.
How did that not make
it to
number one?
That was because he was shit when he first went solo. I watched something on it the other day. And and then this was like his first song that kind of made him like do a bit.
Do you remember Ollie Murs did that video as a tribute to Angels?
No.
Yeah, he had a song and it had the same. It had that annoying helicopter following the guy on the motorbike.
Nah, I didn't
see
it.
Me by, yeah.
Can't see it. I see.
Yeah,
it.
He literally just imagine. He just did Robbie Williams' video for another song, and then Robbie Williams does a cameo.
Okay, no.
I think yeah.
Well, finally, PJ and Duncan, Let's Get Ready to Rumble.
Number one.
That's correct.
I helped that to number one. I'm bought that
one,
shit.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
I got
one,
two wrong.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Bloody hell,
one,
I
two,
got
three,
four wrong.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. So.
I got eight.
Did you?
Yeah, you.
Oh, man.
Natalie wants you to lose.
I was just. Well, you spoke there. Okay, so in last place here, according to this. Sorry, it's LS1.
Yeah.
Second place, it's Michael Payne. But the winner this week is Reese, who knows his number one.
Congrats.
Fair play. Well, that's where we're going to have to wrap it up. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for coming in to see us at the offices of Payne and Sylvester Incorporated, LS1. Quickly, let people know where they can find you online.
Yeah, yeah. So, Twitter is LS1Official. That's the word one.
Mm-hmm.
And Instagram is LS1Official as well.
Brilliant.
So, yeah, look out for my new video with Nave Smalls as well. Shout him out. He's just in studio with Young Thug. So, yeah, I'm about to drop that in March. Look out for that.
Big up. You're on Payne and Sylvester Incorporated, FUBAR Radio. After this, we're going to be talking to Toots, Natalie's Uncle Toots.
Somebody
It's FUBAR Radio, Payne and Sylvester Incorporated. We've just had LS1 in the office with us. But right now, we've got an absolute legend on the line all the way from Jamaica. It's Toots from Toots and the Maytals. How's it going, sir?
Okay, so far.
Mr. Hibbert?
Doing okay. Yeah, we're going okay. We're doing okay.
Very well. That's good to hear. We heard you were in a good mood. Is there any particular reason?
Have a good mood?
Yeah, for the good mood. Well, then again, you did wake up in Jamaica, so that's a reason in itself. But any other specific reason?
No.
No?
No other reason.
Fair?
Just always in a good mood.
Just always
it's
in a good mood.
It's just good to be in a good mood.
So, maybe it's because you're going on tour, you know, with the specials, three very, very special shows in the UK in May. Could that have anything to do with it?
Yes, well, it's because I was on the scene for 3 years.
Yeah.
So it's very important to be in the UK now because it's a good event, good presentation of musical presentation.
Yeah.
From two centimeters to the UK people. I think all my reggae fans are looking out and waiting for this event.
Yeah. And obviously the West Indies, Jamaica in particular, has got like very sort of strong links with Birmingham. Are there any particular places in Birmingham you're going to be visiting?
Not for now.
Next time.
Yes.
Straight off to Hatfield. So does that signal a kind of return, or are people going to have to wait a long time to see you on stage again after this?
No, start working again, so it's okay. We'll be regular when your time is right.
Brilliant.
Jeez.
That's lovely to hear.
Yeah, man.
So new material, can we expect any of that? Are you sitting in a studio right now?
Yes, I'm in the studio right now and not going to release a lot of new material. Not a lot of new material right now until maybe somebody is trying to get me to maybe have a deal with me or something like that.
Okay.
But I will release a single or so, you know.
Can we get an exclusive? Can you tell us when you're going to release a single?
Yeah, I can do a single or two. Single or two. Sometime before that deal comes through, you know?
Okay. So sometime this year?
I'm not sure, but sometime this year, yeah.
Okay. We really, really do hope to hear something from you very soon, sir.
Okay.
Cool. Well, thanks so much for speaking to us. We hope you enjoy your studio session. Yeah, like I said, we hope to hear the sort of outcome real soon. You're going to be over in the UK on the 26th of May, 27th of May, and the 28th of May. And we're really excited.
Yes, I'm very excited too. So, you know, it will be a good time.
Brilliant. Well, it was lovely speaking to you, Toots. We'll see you soon.
Nice talking to you. I'll see you soon and shake hands with you.
Blessings.
Pick it up, mister. Hear what I say, sir, yeah. No. Yeah. Get your hands in the air, sir. Woo, yeah. Then you will get no hurt, mister. No. I said it. Give it to me, three times, yeah. Give it to me, four
I can't believe I just spoke to the person that sang that song. Genuinely can't. I'm doing big things, you know. I'm doing bits, like Dream McLean. Trust me, speaking to people like Toot Tibbet, you know. You get me? I can go into any game of dominoes now and just be royalty.
I want to go watch him when he comes to the UK, man.
So do I.
Yeah, I think we should go.
Because he said he'd shake a hand.
He did. He genuinely did say that. We've got it recorded.
Could you imagine? Oh, yeah. What, me? I just shook hands with Toot Tibbet, so I don't know.
Bro, do you realise now that you can just walk... literally, the blackest barbers in Brixton, you can walk into them with this story now. Yeah. Dine out on this. You know
Toot Tibbet, a long time breaker.
Yeah, you know what? You can walk in and go, oh, sorry, I thought Toots might be in it. You know, and just walk out like, you know. Like, oh, what do you mean, Toots? What are you saying? Go ahead, go ahead.
Well, we didn't clear up the Maytel... what did we say? Maytel...
I think he said Maytals.
Don't go into a bar with the wrong pronunciation of that.
Just go to his first name.
I know.
Mate, you're on first name terms with him. Yeah, we need to say the Maytals bit.
That's his real name as well.
Can I call him Uncle Toots now?
That is a sick name. It's a brilliant name.
He's not your uncle yet, is he? He's my uncle at the moment.
Yeah, but do you know one of them where like... If they know you like your mum or something,
yeah.
Then it's your uncle.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Obviously, as a friend, he knows my friend. He's the uncle of my friend, so therefore, he's my uncle as well.
I want you to go to that gig, and I will film this. You going up to him, going Uncle Toots. I would like to see that and see what reaction Uncle Toots.
It's nephew Reese from FUBAR. he'll remember you.
That's true.
My friend, since you're mentioning, you know, knowing reggae legends. My friend woke up in his bed one time when he was about 7 years old.
With Bob Marley?
No. Almost as good.
Oh.
Shabba Ranks was standing at the foot of his bed.
What?
Wow, was he saying?
Seriously.
Why?
His mum knew Shabba Ranks.
Was he singing Mr. Loverman? Because that would be a bit scary.
Yeah, he was doing the hip swing as well.
Shabba!
They call me Mr. Loverman, they call me Mr. Lover.
My mum doesn't even know Bubba Ranks.
Even know Bubba Ranks. Like, he's in any way more famous than Shabba.
No, I said my mum doesn't even know.
Yeah, no, that would mean he was more famous than Shabba Ranks. But Shabba Ranks is the King Ranks.
No.
But I cut Ranks.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, no. Wait, are we actually having this conversation? I'm arguing with someone about who is...
No, you're not. You're arguing about something that I'm not on about.
Oh, right.
Well, you got completely mixed up in what I said.
No, because to say that someone doesn't even know something would mean that the other thing was less famous.
They don't even know Madonna.
Exactly.
If you'd said, I'm friends with Madonna, and my mum... And I'd say, like, my mum wouldn't even know what a doner kebab is. Do you know what I mean?
No.
Kind of.
Well, look, I think...
Mom, I'm basically saying, like, the Lidl version of Shabba Ranks is what I was saying. You know what I mean? So I'm like...
Well, you need to agree.
I get it now.
Let's agree, because you're going to help some people out with some legal queries.
We are indeed.
So we need to come together now.
Put our own differences aside. Yeah.
Shout out all the Rankses, the whole family.
All the Rankses, yeah.
Should we get some legal queries?
Absolutely.
So, this one's from Lauren. She loves the show.
Ah, we love you too, Lauren.
Aw. She says, my little brother uses the term flick the bean, and it creeps me out and makes me cringe. As in, he says, I flicked this girl's bean the other day. I made the mistake of telling him I don't like it. Now he won't stop saying it. Any advice on how I can legally get him to shut the fuck up?
He's expressing himself, you know? Freedom of speech and that.
Isn't it? But then you can get super injunctions, which is literally buying someone's freedom of speech off them anyway.
Mm-hmm. You can do.
That's true.
Maybe flick an actual bean at him, hurt him with a bean, and he will never say that phrase again.
It's got to be a hard bean. It's got to be a frozen bean. A frozen bean. Flick a frozen bean at him.
Yeah.
Get him right in the temple, but don't kill him.
No, definitely don't kill him.
Talking about that whole daddy's sauce thing, there was once a GCSE question that was Mingita has a bean flicking contest. I reckon whoever wrote that was...
That's trolling. Another instance of fucking trolling.
Got him. Mingita
has a bean flicking contest. Jesus Christ.
Well, she says the younger brother, she says little brother, so I reckon he's like 13. He probably doesn't really know. He's probably heard it on something, or he's probably seen it on a YouTube or something, and he doesn't really know about flicking the beam.
But I'm my sister's little brother, so he could like a 30-year-old bloke who's actually out just flicking beams, but, and it's even cringier because he's 30 and he's still going around.
You would say that at 30,
he's at KFC just flicking his sides at people.
Well, at what age is it okay for the bracket to use the term flick the bean? Between what age and it has to stop at
you
what age?
You use it when you first ever flicked a bean until the second time you ever do it, and then
I've never actually used the term flick the bean, non-ironically.
I went to
Chicago one time, you know Anish Kapoor's famous sculpture?
Yeah.
Can't remember what it's really called, but it's colloquially called the bean. Mm-hmm. Flicked that. Genuinely did, just so I could say.
What can Lauren do? She livered.
Tell him to grow up. Yeah. But then if he is young.
No,
exactly.
Tell him that older people think he looks a knob.
Why is he some serial bean flicker anyway, man? When's he going to get past
get
that base?
Get consent before you flick a bean, for sure. And also, but I see what to do here. Because she said, I made the mistake of telling him I don't like it. You know what to do?
Tell him
don't bother
it.
You. Tell him you like it.
Yeah, he's obviously stupid.
Or tell him, or just something that will gross him out a bit. Do you know what I mean? Something that he'll be like, oh, I'm not doing that.
Ooh.
Like I flicked the bean, but I just flicked my own bean. And then he'd be like, whoa, I've never said
that
again.
There you go. There you go.
Yeah, she should come down and say, I've just flicked my bean.
Yeah.
And then he'll go, ugh.
Yeah, exactly.
That's that dead.
There you go. You've literally killed it.
Sorted. There you go, Lauren. Okay, next.
Hey, guys. So I have this friend that would get overly attached with people, therefore making them uncomfortable. Like this one time, we're laying on my bed sideways and just chatting. And she points... And then at some point, she acts like a cat and started purring and headbutted on my chest. I freaked out and then pushed her off my bed. She fell and I said, sorry, I need to go to the bathroom. But I ran out and hid behind the stairs. I'm in uni, by the way.
Wait, back up. So is she still talking about a cat?
No, she pointed at a cat. She's acting like a cat and headbutting the chest. She said...
Wait, can you start again?
Yeah. There's no cat.
Sorry,
there's
because
no cat.
It's some of the words.
No, it's not your fault at all. Kind of fell out of tension.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's from the girl from Malaysia.
It's from Liar.
Oh, right. Okay, cool.
Hey, guys. So I have this friend that would get overly attached with people, therefore making them uncomfortable. Like this one time, we're lying on my bed sideways and just chatting. Then at some point, she acts like a cat and starts purring and headbutts on my chest. I freak out, then push her off my bed. She fell and I said, sorry, I need to go to the bathroom. But really, I ran out of the room and hid behind the stairs. I'm in uni, by the way, so I don't know how or what to tell her the thing that she did was freaky. Liar.
You could just go, look, listen, that thing that you did the other day was freaky.
I'd just go, what the rot?
I don't know about headbutting the chest. I mean, the purring is one thing, but if someone headbutted my chest, I'd definitely push them off a bed.
Hey, bro, listen, stop being weird. You're being weird, bro.
Why are you doing
that? It's a girl. She acts like a cat.
Oh,
it's
okay.
It's not a guy.
Headbutting the chest, though. That's acting like Zidane.
What kind of cat is that?
Exactly.
Cat headbutts a chest?
A French cat.
You have to just tell her not to do... Don't be weird. Don't headbutt my chest. I think you have to be honesty here.
You're in unit. Do you know those men that acted like dinosaurs in the playground when you were kids and that?
No. I don't know those men that acted like dinosaurs in the kid when I was a playground.
What kind of dinosaur?
No, they're just like... We used to have this one kid at school, Ross Harrison, shout out you. But I'd swear until we were like 15, he was a dinosaur.
He pretended he was a dinosaur?
He used to run around with little arms like that, just... Like, he'd been practising making these, like, velociraptor noises his whole life and shit. So he was like, nanga. I just thought he was a dinosaur. And he had all the little mannerisms and characteristics of a velociraptor.
Oh, fuck off.
I like him.
Shout out you, Ross. Hope you're doing well.
Oh, Ross.
He's probably in the Natural History Museum now. He's stuck behind the glass. Oh, I'm not a dinosaur, guys. Well,
Do we have another one?
Yeah, we do have another one. Did we do? I think we just, what was the thing there? Just tell her. Don't hit her butt chest and purr like a cat. Don't do that.
Or just treat it like a cat. Just start putting the food on the floor and shit. Yeah. Kicking her out at night. Then she won't do that again.
Yeah, that's
there you
true.
Go. Act like it's not weird. You're on a roll today. Act like it's not weird.
Lock her door and then just put a cat flat so she has to get through this tiny flat. Just make her be like a cat. Yeah.
Get her jabs.
Yeah.
Got to get her some jabs.
Yeah, get her neutered.
Yeah,
spade or whatever.
Oh, no, because she'd obviously be a female cat.
Yeah, so what's that called? Spade, isn't it? When they get spayed.
Oh, what does that mean?
They take the womb out.
Oh, do they? Isn't that what it is? Jeez.
Yeah, because the cat has an operation, don't they? And they have to get stitched and shit. Yeah, I think.
Peak.
So, yeah, do that.
Yeah, get a spade.
Hi.
Hi.
I literally have no problems, qualms, or beefs. Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah, I have the urge to sue someone. I don't want to cause harm or malice to anyone, but I just wish to sue. Will you guys help me think of a reason to sue someone or help me win the case? Cheers, Daniel.
Does anyone put period blood in your burger, Daniel?
Yeah, that's true.
That's the first thing you want to sue someone. Spitting.
Or let's get you into some beef where you can make it look like it wasn't your fault. Stand on a roadman's crepe.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Start a Twitter quarrel with somebody. Start having a go in on people. That will get you. Oh, he wants to sue rather than be sued.
Injury is usually the best one.
Yeah.
Sustain an injury in a public place somewhere.
Yeah. Trip up a broken slab.
Yeah.
You know, something like that.
Look for a wet patch with no wet floor sign.
Do you know what? There was one in King's Cross earlier today. There was a big wet patch and no sign, and that could have been your opportunity. That's what you're not. Yeah. You need to be out there. Scoping. If you just sat at home thinking about suing, you're not going to get anything done.
No. Find you a good wet patch and slip in it. Make sure it's not on anyone's clothes or anything.
Yeah.
Maybe someone you're out, someone accidentally knocks some food onto you in a restaurant.
Make sure it's super hot.
Very hot.
Always order the hottest dish from restaurants from now on.
Yeah.
From the most nervous looking waiter.
I mean, Daniel, you're probably going to sustain an injury through this, but you do want to sue someone, so you're going to have to take one for the team here.
Yeah.
Yeah, and this way, you're also not going to get any beefs, qualms, or quarrels. Do you know what I mean?
So victimless crimes, really.
Yeah, definitely. You'll be absolutely fine. In fact, Daniel, I'm on your side.
Yeah.
If you find a way to do it, let me know so I can do it
That's
too.
That's it. Go look for an injury. Don't do it at home. Literally, don't try this at home, because if you do it at home, then you can't sue anyone.
It's true.
This one was a tweet, the next one.
Okay.
I don't know. I really love fucking my girl, and I really like fucking my girl from behind, but last week I hit her on the head on the radiator, and now she won't let me do her from behind. What can I do to convince her this time we'll be safe? None of that was spelt correctly. No grammar or...
butt was spelt like butt as in bottom, he had...
The behind... Maybe he meant the behind butt instead of the front bottom.
That's what it reads like. I was fucking my girl from behind butt last week. So behind her butt. What does that mean?
I was fucking my girl from behind butt. So he was behind someone else's arse, just fucking his girl. Just creeping round the person, just banging his girl.
Through their legs.
What technique is... What are you doing?
Who tweeted this? Did someone tweet it?
I think it was... Was it an email? It's an email. No wonder they're anonymous.
For real? They're probably typing at the same time as fucking their girl from around the person.
From the front.
Yeah, she had the laptop, and then they were just reaching around with their arms and reaching around with the genitals. Wow.
I've seen the hot radiator. I'd like to know if it was the radiator was on. By the way, you will get an injury.
Yeah, move the radiator. Right. If there's no radiator there, then she can't have an issue.
Can you remember that with the...
No, that wasn't the radio.
That was a bedside table, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah.
See, she can't even remember.
Yeah. I just remember the bruise.
See, maybe you should just listen to the wise words of Michael Payne and just, there's no other position than missionary.
No.
There you go. It's the safest position.
Because as we know, you're right to say that now, because it's obviously very dangerous from behind butt sex. That's very... It's very dangerous.
You don't know the extremities when you're doing all those newfound... modern fucking
doggy
positions.
Style?
No.
Missionary.
He must have been very vigorously having sex with her from behind if she's smashing into a radiator. Maybe just don't do it around radiators or any objects that are that's everything really.
Yeah.
You can smack your head on anything really.
Mm. Why would you have a radiator? Do you sleep near the radiator?
No.
I do.
Is your radiator near your bed?
No.
Next to your bed?
No.
Really?
Yeah.
I'd be too hot.
I suppose sometimes you have no choice.
Mm.
if that's the way the feng shui has to be.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, there's no other way I'd get in a bedroom without
having
my bed next to the radiator.
I wouldn't want a bed next to a radiator. Basically, yeah, now you can't get to what?
Some of us can't be that picky. Oh.
Well.
But then again, as well, wait a minute. So, how high up is the radiator?
I mean,
because that radiator is there. I don't see anyone banging their head from doggy style on that radiator.
Bro, like, my radiator is like up here, isn't
it? Oh, is it?
I mean, yeah, it's like waist tight on me and shit. So when I'm in bed, like, I've still got this much radiator coming up at the side of my bed. Do you know what I mean?
Really?
So yeah, like, I've burnt myself on it. Bit like falling asleep, rolled against it.
Matty.
Woke up with like big red marks and shit.
Need to get a wet towel on that bitch.
Isn't it?
Can you sue the radiator?
I could have been sued once. I once had a job interview and I met this girl. After the job interview, went for a drink. She came up to mine.
Slept. What?
I love the fact that you mentioned the job interview. That had nothing to do with the girl.
I just wanted to just know how much game I had that day.
You had a job interview with this girl?
Yeah.
That's
what
right.
I mean. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, right. So you chirped a potential boss?
Yeah. No. It was like a group interview thing.
Oh.
And I chirped one of the other potential employees.
Uh-huh. Oh, I thought it was her.
Did either of you get the job?
Well, I definitely didn't. But yeah, she slept against my radiator and her watch made her wrist blister where her watch, she'd fallen asleep with her arm against my radiator and it blistered her.
Why don't you turn it down, the radiator? You
because,
know you can do that.
Because do you know the thing on the radiator? I can't even do it with pliers because the actual thing snapped off completely because it's been down the side of my bed and
gone
to go for a zoot out my window and I've stood on it, it snapped off and now I can't turn my radiator down.
Oh, God.
So it's just stuck on
dangerous.
Six.
Nightmare ting, blood. Nightmare ting.
So I brought a girl around and branded her.
Is this you that wrote this in?
Really quickly.
Yeah.
He weren't looking at the screen when he did it. That's why the spelling's so shocking, isn't it? He's just maintaining eye contact with you, Nat.
Like, I didn't see you type that.
Help me.
Weird.
Help me.
So anyway, Reese, what you need to do is don't have sex with her near your radiator.
I just don't have sex anymore,
okay.
Just to be safe.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
True.
I can't run no risks.
True. I hope that's helped. I really like that person, the way they wrote.
Yeah.
So the
very
best
endearing.
Thing, radiator.
Yeah.
Girl.
What, with no I?
G-U-R-L.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting. Inventive.
But with two T's.
Yeah. No punctuation, but it's good. Sometimes when you're having behind butt sex, you've got to type fast.
It's true.
Send that email off.
It's true. Sometimes when you've read 1984 too many times, you get too interested in newspeak as well.
That's good. Well, keep them coming in. We can have some more.
Uh-huh. But in the meantime, let's get some music.
I don't expect you to understand. I gotta get all my friends right. Right now it's me and these rubber bands. I gotta big up the underdogs. One day we'll have the upper hand. You know how it goes, we run the block. When they ask me, tell them I'm the man. I'd rather get money. She just wanna talk on the phone. I'd rather get money. Girl, please just leave me alone. I'd rather get money. Oh, you see that I'm in my zone. I'd rather get money. I spend all my time on. Hey. I don't expect you to get it. You can't expect me to change, yeah. I just spent 20 on credit. Pulled up in a car looking like a spaceship. Rap just hit me with an edit. Hitting back with suggestions and some changes. Source posted it, I read it. Couple tours, man, I can see the changes. I can see the changes. I can see it in their faces. It might take a little longer, cause it gon' last a little longer. Been a minute, I've been off that corner. Remember days, couldn't wait till I was on one. Set the record straight. £80 or dollars, let my phone ring every time they holler. I'd rather get money than spend time. I don't expect you to understand. I gotta get all my friends right. Right now it's me and these rubber bands. I gotta big up the underdogs. One day we'll have the upper hand. You know how it goes, we run the block. When they ask you, tell them I'm the man. I'd rather get money. She just wanna talk on the phone. I'd rather get money. Girl, please just leave me alone. I'd rather get money. Cause you see that I'm in my zone. I'd rather get money. Hey yo, big bad sounds you can't comprehend. Them boy, they can't come to ends. Them boy, they can't come beg friend. Man might slew them, running with new gen. Man's trying to inspire and push the youth them. Man do road, man don't do pen. Gotta lead by example, who's the truth then? Pull up on the block in a new coupe then. Do shows and get two tings. Probably came to the venue by train, but now she backstage on a choo-choo ting. Talking, she's on an excuse you ting. Yeah, you're bad, man's bad to the bone. And that's why they never choose you, king. Yeah, you're bad, real bad for the roads. Right now it's the music and new ting. Every time man touch down, it's shellers.
In my Adidas creps, don't talk on my stance. Me stamp on a man's Marcellus. Man, go stand in the back if you're jealous. Got a mosh pit looking like chaos. And I ain't never asked for a day off. But my spidey senses all way off. Could you ease off my style? Could you lay off?
I'd rather get money than spend time. I don't expect you to understand. I gotta get all my friends right. Right now it's me and these rubber bands. I gotta big up the underdogs. One day we'll have the upper hand. You know how it goes, we run the block. When they up, you tell them I'm the man. I'd rather get money. I wanna talk on the phone. I'd rather get money. Girl, please just leave me alone. I'd rather get money. Oh, you see that I'm in my zone. I'd rather get money. I spend all my time on my own. Getting that money.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Getting that money. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Yo, getting that money.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Getting that money. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Yo, gotta get him in check. Running with a style, gotta hit him with the work. Any little disrespect, man's gotta go flex, gotta hit him where it hurts. Got uptown looking my bear. Bear pen things just in for the slayer. Bear TED nest in the player. Ain't money ringing and I really can't hear.
I'd rather get money. I'd rather get money. I'd rather get money. I'd rather get money. I'd rather get money.
Food Bar Radio, Payne and Sylvester Incorporated. Whew. I just went to the toilet during that and I'm out of breath.
Quick, very quick.
Mm-hmm.
What were you doing in the toilet?
Holding my breath.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Perpetually that, stinks of shit, that toilet.
Oh, it does, oh. Yeah. That. Oh, who does the cleaning here?
The
nobody.
Cleaner?
Nobody, clearly.
Yeah.
It's not, if you go in there around 8 p.m, it's a nice smell of ammonia where it's been cleaned. But mm-hmm. during the day, obviously, you can't just have a cleaner popping in every hour for people that keep going
what,
for poos.
But how can it smell of shit every day?
Yeah.
That's people, a lot of people eat prunes or whatever here. It's the same.
But it smells
ladies.
The same shit every
yeah,
day.
Yeah.
Because the same people go to the toilet, obviously.
And there's one
day.
Guy with
yo,
some potent
I
poo.
I need to find that guy. Yeah. And I'm going to tell it. I'm going to get Gillian McKeith down to tell him about his poo. You know
there's a mean? Cloud in there. I've uploaded photos to that fucking cloud of pooey smell in that
okay,
fucking
I can raise
place.
You on that. Is there actual poo in the toilet? Because in the ladies' nah. toilets here, there is one. You ask Abby. It's unflushable. It, and Julia.
Was that like a Ask Abby? Mm-hmm.
No, because we always say...
Because women go to the toilet in twos,
two,
that's
two
why.
Two,
that's
yeah.
why, so they can have witnesses whenever something goes down in there.
There's always we a poo in there, isn't there, Abby?
No, either Abby, Julia and I always sort of say, like, don't go to toilet two, because every, you go in there and it's. I feel bad for that cleaner because I don't know how she gets rid of it every day because yeah. it's very thick and it just doesn't flush.
Dang, son.
So that's what you have to deal with.
I told you, toilet cubicle number one is on average the cleanest.
That had blood on it the other day. Here?
What? You don't get that in the men's toilet.
Exactly. I'm saying you live like a palace. You're in the toilet.
No,
kings.
What? You think that, but then, like, men just go in there. And they sometimes not even go into a cubicle, just piss wherever.
Fam, do you know what? The one when I just don't trust anyone, it's when I go into the toilet and I see a shit in there, but no tissue.
That's
when I just stop trusting people.
Or when there's shit on the toilet seat, and I think, how have you done that, bro? Like, how have you shit on the toilet, not even in it?
Oh.
Right, it's like someone's gone in there, pissed, and just spun around in circles as they've done it. Men's toilets are the grimmest place in the universe.
Have you ever seen that meme of that guy trying to piss?
What?
It's so funny. It's a diagram of some guy trying to hold the cubicle door closed while he takes a piss and a shit at the same time.
No.
It's literally the funniest thing I've ever seen on the internet. It's incredible. I'm going to try and show it to you later.
Okay.
It's brilliant.
Let's do a story.
Yeah, let's. In the meantime, we're going to get into this. Someone keeps throwing vegetables at joggers in Gloucestershire and nobody knows why. Yeah. Runners in a posh town say that they're being attacked by a mystery yob who is throwing vegetables at them. Joggers in Cheltenham in Gloucester have been pelted with potatoes, eggs, turnips and even avocados in the drive-by attacks. The first incident saw a runner hit with a spud flung from a passing car, and a spate of vegetable-based peltings have since been reported. One victim who was hit, James Smith, said, "I was hit by a vegetable projectile recently in Cheltenham. I was walking on Hewlett Road, and someone from a passing car threw an avocado at my back." While also shouting something incoherent at me. Toby Lewis said, "I was the victim of a drive-by spudding when I was walking home from Cheltenham Town Centre. Then someone threw a potato at a female jogger from the window of a moving car. The woman, who wants to remain anonymous, said, "It hit my leg and it's a bit bruised. Thank goodness it wasn't a baked potato."
Exactly.
Wouldn't a baked potato have been softer?
No, she might have been hit by mash. Do you know what I mean?
Be a completely different story in Hackney if you got hit with a mash.
Also, the drive-by spudding, because the spudding means different to me, because you will come in and go, "So spudding as in..."
Yeah, exactly.
It's a
fist bump.
A greeting.
A fist bump,
but
yeah.
I don't know if that'll be a nice... If they changed it to that, that'll be a nice thing, wouldn't it? A drive-by as you're driving
right
to the
car. Yeah, we're so safe! Yes! That'd be amazing.
Yeah.
I got drive-by egged once.
Yeah, someone tried to drive-by egg me on Valentine's Day 2 years ago.
Twice, actually. Once I wasn't hit. Once I was smacked clean in the cheek.
Avocados, filthy. You know, expensive. So that is posh. It is posh.
It is Cheltenham.
But they said they shouted something incoherent, and I'm worried that he might have missed, like, a great pun. Like, this person might be shouting puns as he throws these vegetables out the window.
That's true.
I hope it was skinned, so otherwise, like, it's quite hard with the skin on as well.
It's like, "You're on foot, but I have avocado."
Hey! Brilliant.
Yes.
I hope he said that.
I do.
I really do hope he said that. If he didn't, he's a prick. He's a grade A prick.
Well, I'd like to... what do you want to represent here? The vegetables or the people that keep getting drive-by spudded?
I think the biggest victims here are actually the vegetables.
Yeah. Because they didn't choose to be thrown out of a car window.
And they didn't choose to be in Cheltenham either. That's why they're the biggest victims.
Have you been to Cheltenham? I've never been there.
I have been to Cheltenham. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Oh, really?
I'm only joking.
I've only been to the races. I've never actually been in...
Yeah, I know a good friend of mine, Will. You know Will Power.
Yeah.
His family are from Cheltenham. He lives in a country house out there. I've been out there a few times. Raved at 17 Black, a nightclub in Cheltenham.
A lot of vegetables, did you notice?
No, there weren't. Like, there were some sort of unsavoury characters outside brandishing courgettes, though. So yeah. I noticed it from then. I thought street crime was moving in that direction from then, you know.
And it's weird because at the moment there's a shortage of vegetables, so they're wasting them by flinging them out of car windows.
Yeah, lettuce, you can only buy 3 per person, and
they're rationing it.
Who the hell even wants 3 lettuces?
In it. It's just a fucking shit
tasteless
cabbage, anyway.
It's,
you know,
it's green paper.
I wouldn't care if lettuce just disappeared. Get rid of it. Good.
Wouldn't miss it. Wouldn't even notice. But if lettuce and mayo.
But do you know if someone took pickled cabbage out of my life, like red pickled cabbage, I'd be fuming.
That would be there, yeah. They'd be hell to pay.
Pickled?
Yeah. The one that you have in, like, a doner?
No, I don't have any of that.
Or a shawarma? They'd be hell to pay.
Raw cabbage is all I eat.
Yeah. Do you know when I was younger? True story.
What, is there a difference between raw cabbage and pickled cabbage?
Yeah, it's got pickled on it.
Pickled cabbage has been pickled in a...
Yeah. Vinegar.
Is that a cooking method?
Yeah.
Or is it just in vinegar?
Yo, pickling's the sickest thing, bro. Like, pickled onions, pickled gherkins, pickled...
Eggs?
Yeah, I know. I know it changes the taste. Does it change the state of it?
No, there's red cabbage. No, it's just like... It's like a preservative.
Oh, no. I was just thinking, because you said raw. I thought, is raw kind of an opposite of pickled?
Yeah, because it doesn't have the vinegary taste. Just like, just a nude red cabbage.
Oh, right,
cabbage,
you mean that
nude,
by... Yeah,
nothing
yeah,
on it.
Okay,
yeah.
Cool.
My granddad used to buy me a cabbage and cut it in half, and me and my sisters used to eat it, like...
Like little savages.
Yeah.
Is that the word you're
looking for? Like little forest children.
That's up there with Mel Gibson eating the onion.
Yeah, I also used to eat onions raw as a kid.
Did you get hypnotised and you didn't know?
Did you get girls?
Yeah, I've been doing bits from day, don't worry.
Yeah, to be fair. That's probably how you did it, isn't it?
Yeah, just onion breath. That's actually... No, we used to have a fruit. Did you ever have a fruit and veg van that drove around?
I don't think so.
No.
You ever used to have a shop van come around the estate and just sold like fags for a pound and like porn magazines and then sweets and shit?
You lot had it good in Knots in them days.
You could buy singles and a cornflake tart, 25p for a fag, 25p for a cornflake tart.
Was it like an ice cream van?
It was literally a transit van with two back. It's still about now. Back doors are open. And on the inside, it's just got like loads of like goodie bags and magazines stuck on the door, and they've been there forever. Like,
no one's ever bought them.
No, they like the display, and then it's just got like a bit of wood that this bloke called Paul stands behind, and you just go up and you're like, "Oh, can I have like tuna, a porn magazine, a single fag, and a cornflake tart, and a kind of boost. And he's like, yeah, that's like 6 pence.
You know? And is this just the one van? It's not like a fleet of them. It's just
no,
one.
Just one man. Right. Shop van. He just drives around the estate in it. And
is he retired? Because I would like him to come around.
He's been doing it my
whole...
sounds
active now. How can you ask if he's retired? My man's got a shop in the back of his van, and you ask him if he's retired. How could you work any harder than that?
Yes, that means he's still going, because yeah, I would love
he's
one
been
around
about
here.
My whole life. And then there's a fruit and veg van as well that literally just sell fruit, veg and sweets, and that's all they sell. And yeah, you used to get a raw onion from them and a bag of sweets and just sit on the field at the end of it.
You got the two mixed up, didn't it? Which one's the gobstopper again?
I was probably showing off, to be fair.
Yeah, I think you'd have to be.
We had a fish van that also you could rent videos from. It's kind of both.
What's it?
That was quite good.
We used to have tipple and tape. That's where we got videos.
I haven't lived, clearly.
Yeah.
I haven't lived.
Did you not used to have, you used to go like video shop there and rent videos and stuff?
Yeah, couldn't get fish there though.
we couldn't
get seafood in Blockbuster, where I was from.
Videos and condoms at Tipple and Tate. That's what it was.
That makes sense though.
Yeah.
Alcohol,
videos and condoms.
Alcohol.
It's obviously a night in.
Yeah.
It could be a night out.
He used to, the video fish man, when my parents were there, I used to say, he used to let me watch some racy movies.
Racy movies?
What was that film I saw? I'd say, what is it? 9 and a half weeks. Do you remember that? It had Mickey Rourke in it and Kim.
Yeah.
Filth.
Wait, didn't that get banned at one point?
No.
Wasn't that?
Was that? No, I don't
isn't
think
that
so.
A really controversial film?
No, I don't think that was. No, it was another one he did after
no,
that.
No, I'm
where
sure
had,
it was that. I'm sure 9 and a half weeks is really controversial.
I think it was one called Wild Orchid or something where he's supposed to have had sex for real on camera. Maybe 9 and a half weeks. Kim Basinger's not having sex for real on camera, is she? Let's face it. She's a respectable actress, but she did get a fried egg on her stomach. But
right,
is that a euphemism for like
exactly.
salty egg wipes or something?
There was one called 11 Days, 11 Nights as well. It was like soft porn. I remember.
I bet that was on Channel 4 back in the
probably.
Day.
Probably.
Yeah.
Like the Red Shoe Diaries, that's always on there.
I remember the Red Shoe Diaries. Emmanuel.
Emmanuel, yeah.
Do you remember Life TV?
Yeah.
It's 05 on cable.
Yeah.
I'll never forget that.
Yeah.
I'll never forget that. And I'll also never forgive the last button as well. Because if I was watching porn
and then I went
to another channel, then someone could just come in and press last and go straight back to.
Yeah. You had to do a 10-minute
preview. Yeah.
Like everyone's like, "What? Who was watching Men and Motors?" Last night? What? What? Topless darts? Do you remember that?
Topless darts. Bring back the good old days.
What is this that's appeared? Abby's put it on my screen. Elf Targe Tage. 11.
That's obviously another language, right?
Jessica Moore, Joshua McDonald,
Mary Sellers. Well, like. Well, that looks...
That must have been Abby's favourite.
That's
when
Abby's,
she was
yeah. It's obviously Abby's choice.
Was that Abby's little blue movie?
I think so. She likes...
Amazing.
Oh, 11 days, 11 nights, of course. Yeah, I remember that. They love a bit of... Yeah.
That's when people were hairy and proud, boy.
Well, that's just her. But yeah. We've had another legal one in. Shall we quickly
let's get on to that.
So this one's from Ruben, and I mean, this one might tug at a few heartstrings. So
okay.
You better be prepared for this one. My dog has been really distant from me recently. I think he's onto something. I wish I could talk to him and ask him what's up. Any advice on how I can solve this? Sorry, it's not really legal advice, Ruben. I think he's onto something.
Harley should have been here for this one.
I think he's onto something. Like, his dog's clocked out what he's all about.
His dog's realised that the world is nothing but... It's just fucked.
Hey, wait, so what? These people like me just about free. And I have to live with this dickhead.
And his dog's been watching that Al Jazeera TV and just knowing about, you know, corrupt governments.
I bet he
and
watched
wars that our taxes pay for. And it's just like, what is the meaning of that? What is the point?
Or he's watched that episode of Cosmos on Netflix where it tells you, like, how we got pet dogs. And his dog's seen that there's a bigger world in there.
Yeah, the dog's like, are you telling me that I'm man-made?
In it.
Is like, that what you're telling me?
Did you see, I don't know if anyone saw on my Instagram the other day, the video of my cat watching the documentary on cats on Netflix?
No.
I literally
That's a mindfuck.
And I put it on because I was like, I wonder if my cat will like this. And I put it on, she watched that every, didn't take her eyes off the screen. I had numerous videos throughout it. She did not move. She just watched every single part of this documentary on cats.
Brilliant.
Well, maybe you could get one of those dog whisperers. Was it Caesar somebody? Caesar Milan, whatever his name is? Did you
right.
know Caesar what? Milan or somebody?
Isn't Caesar a dog food?
Is it?
Oh, yeah, of course.
It?
Yeah,
know.
It is.
You can get someone to talk to your dog and speak in dog language. They can understand them and see what it's going through. Dog therapy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do that. Yeah.
Maybe do that. I feel like it's very sad. Give him a hug, maybe. Give your dog a little hug.
Yeah, or just show him some Disney Pixar films. Mm. That usually brings me back from the depths of conspiracy theorist and raging cynic. So, yeah, Disney Pixar films. What's a good... Is there... Bolt? Was that Disney Pixar? Do you remember Bolt?
Yeah, Pixar.
I know it was an animated CGI film, but I can't remember if it was Pixar or Amblin.
It was Pixar, I think. I'm pretty certain.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you could... I think it might have been, yeah. So, show him that. See if that helps.
Mm.
You going to check?
If not, I just put Dirty Dancing on because that cheers me up a lot when I'm pissed off.
Do you think a dog can relate to Dirty Dancing?
Sure. Nobody puts that doggy in the corner. That's what he'll say. He'll come out of his shell.
Mm-hmm.
He'll have the time of his life. He's going to love a bit of Swayze.
Mm-hmm. Or go old school, show him Turner and Hooch.
Oh, yeah. But I didn't like that dog. It was too slavery. I'd hated that dog.
Oh, shit, yeah. And it died.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know what,
Now you're depressing him even more.
Yeah, for real.
Do you know what? I couldn't live with the dog.
Hmm.
Neither could I.
I've done it. Never again.
Well, not a dog that was going to be all like detached and stuff.
I couldn't live with anyone who wants affection off me that often either.
They are quite needy, aren't they?
How's it going with your girlfriend then, Reese? How things? I'm joking.
Okay, so we had a tweet in talking about girlfriends. Ayak has got back in touch. Thoughts or plans for Valentine's Day?
Whose plans for Valentine's Day?
I think she's asking you
collectively. I was thinking an orgy.
I'm just gonna from Valentine's Day. It's like my marker to start preparing for steak and blowjob day.
It's like Lent, isn't it?
Yeah.
Valentine's Day is like Lent. It's getting you prepared for the real shit.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
It's like pancake day.
That's my birthday.
When's that?
The 28th of February.
Okay, good.
But my birthday is actually the 29th. Just slip that in there.
Yeah.
It's a long blowjob.
Doesn't exist. Not this year, it doesn't.
Not this year, no.
So we'll all celebrate it. Okay, so what are you doing for Valentine's Day? Or what are your thoughts about Valentine's Day?
Well, my thoughts?
Fuck it.
I don't think you should say that about it. Fuck it.
That's the end goal.
It's not very romantic, is it?
It's the end goal. It's what chocolates are going to get you.
Oh, yeah. Chocolates aren't a very romantic gift, I don't think, and flowers, because flowers just die and chocolates, you just eat them. I don't think they're very romantic.
What's your ideal romantic Valentine's gift?
I feel like just a general gift would be something that they could keep. So I like it if someone would go...
What gift that a general would get, like a gun?
If someone gets me a nice Kalashnikov, then I know they're a keeper and I'm definitely going to be doing it.
Yeah?
Yeah?
No, I think it's something like if you went, I love this book. And you give them a book or a CD or a film or something that you really like.
Like make them a mixtape.
That used to be my shit back in the day, man. I was the champion lover when it came to making girls little mixtapes. Before playlists,
you got your
tape, your TDK, you got your CDs. When technology advanced a little bit more, you could just burn the CD.
You could do that. Mini disc before that, you could easily whip up a mini disc.
Oh, yeah, of course.
I think it says a lot. If someone gave me a mixtape now, I would rate them highly.
So if you didn't like any of the songs?
So she dropped that, like, we've got to make a mixtape now.
Yeah, every week. Come on. I make you a mixtape of the songs we play on this show.
It's
Valentine's Day every day.
For the last 3 weeks, I've emailed you one song
and
a week.
I have played it, haven't I? No, it's good. I thought, it's true though. Well, if you don't like the mixtape, then it's a good way to go. I'm not sure if we're going to. Say if it was all someone like Westlife Does Swing, I couldn't really be down with that. Or
but then that's
probably
a Valentine's
gift. What
about
like Robbie Williams' Swing When You're Winning?
Well, no swinging.
No swinging.
I'm big into swinging.
Only swing by the Swingers, Frank Sinatra, Dean Martin.
The Swingers I know are someone completely different. I won't name them.
Well, I like Frank Sinatra's obviously good, but what do you think about people doing swing? It's a bit just covering Frank.
Does it need to be Bublé?
Well, yeah, Bublé or
The Boobs.
Ollie Murs did it, didn't he?
Yeah.
I like Ollie Murs. So.
Do
you prefer Murs to Bublé?
Yeah.
I prefer Bublé.
Me too.
But I do love a bit of boobs. Do you know what I mean? I'm not saying I don't love the boobs. Mm-hmm. Big fan.
I love a Bublé.
Yeah.
A lay involving boobs.
Yeah, but don't headbutt the chest like a cat.
Nah. Don't even know any cats that do that, to be fair.
No, I don't.
That's probably why the dog's distant. It's like he heard about the cat and he's like, shit's changing, man. It's fucking cats.
Mm. Well, there we go. What are your thoughts, Ayak? Let us know your thoughts about Valentine's Day.
Absolutely.
And anyone else, if you want to take us out.
Oh, fuck yeah, of course. Tuesday, I'm available on next Tuesday. So, yeah, see you next Tuesday. Literally, if you want to take me out for Valentine's Day, I'm available.
Well, maybe she's asking what your thoughts are, so she's going to set something up for you.
Well, aren't you 1,000 miles away?
Yeah, but what's 1,000 miles?
Are you a proclaimer?
What is 1,000 miles when it's Valentine's Day? Between love, it's nothing.
Yeah, look at what's the song. Hey there, Delilah, what's it like in New York City? Yeah. You're 1,000 miles away, but girl, tonight you look so pretty, yes you do.
I bet some nerd tried to work out exactly where his location was.
And they also found out who Delilah was as well.
Did they?
Yeah, she owns a t-shirt that says, I am Delilah.
Mm. Okay.
It was their own Soccer AM once.
Fair.
But yeah, so write us a song.
Leah. Yes.
Perfect Valentine's gift. Speaking of songs, let's get into one. Payne and Sylvester Incorporated on FUBAR Radio.
I'm on the road again. I ain't got no woman just to call my special friend. You know the first time I traveled out in the rain and snow, in the rain and snow. You know the first time I traveled out in the rain and snow, in the rain and snow. I didn't have no pharaoh, not even no place to go. And my dear mother left me when I was quite young, when I was quite young. And my dear mother left me when I was quite young, when I was quite young. She said, Lord, have mercy on my wicked son. Don't you cry no more, don't you cry no more. Take a hint from my mama, please. Don't you cry no more, don't you cry no more. Cause it's soon one morning, down the road I'm gone. But I ain't going down that long old lonesome road all by myself. But I ain't going down that long old lonesome road all by myself. I can't carry you, baby, gonna carry somebody else.
I'm on the road again.
Oh, look at this.
Bare space since Harley's not here, innit? Harley, never come back. Nobody come back here. Never, ever come back, Harley. You're not welcome here anymore.
You are. Don't come back until 4 p.m. next Wednesday. Say that, maybe.
Yeah, okay, cool, yeah. Speaking of times, Hannah Witten's up next. Who's a special guest today, Natalie? She know all of them things.
She has got Ashley Hardell in the studio.
Wicked.
Inside.
Yeah, inside. Just where you're sat, I think, actually, Reece. Mm-hmm.
I don't want to sit here.
You what?
There.
All right, fine.
This is my seat.
We'll take it with you.
Literally.
Yeah. Oh, has it got wheels on it? No, you can fucking keep it.
No, doesn't.
Stitch me right up.
Well, just before that, we were helping out with a couple of legal queries. We're done for the day now. But I wanted to reiterate something very, very special that's happening in July.
Yes.
Now, that's Stand and Calling, of which FUBAR Radio is the official partner. Really excited about this, actually. I'm definitely going down there, especially as it's super local. It's only up in Hertfordshire. It's you've got Orbital and Clean Bandit announced as headliners already. And we were speaking on the Friday social that I present with Hugh Joseph to the... I call him? The head booker?
Of Stand and Call It.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And you also spoke to Dutch Uncles, didn't you?
Did indeed.
Plastic Mermaids
Plastic Mermaids, who will both be playing there.
Who are you most excited to see personally?
I reckon Clean Bandit, because they'll make me feel like Christmas.
Okay.
It'll make me crave M&S food as well.
Maybe there's an M&S thing there, I don't know.
I reckon there will be.
I'm gassed for Nadia Rose.
Yeah.
Oh, Akala.
Yeah. I was only joking about just Clean Bandit, by the way.
Oh, right.
I'm also interested in going to Beefy Melon's Temple of Love and Gratitude. You can't forget that.
Yeah.
What is that?
Mike Skinner and Merkage, though.
Yeah, yeah, of course.
The Tonga Balloon Gang.
Of course.
And Joe Goddard as well from Hot Chip. I do like him a lot, so that'll be good.
James Acaster, bro.
There you go.
He's joke.
And of course, you can't forget what should be the headline, the Stand and Calling Dog Show.
So, yeah, absolutely. There is also going to be a very special another headliner announced in the coming weeks.
There is. That's what we were speaking to the head booker about.
Mm-hmm.
And we were trying to guess through him who it was.
Can't guess
and
it.
He wouldn't tell us.
No.
I thought it was...
It's me.
Why don't ruin the surprise? At least you ruin the press release now. You can't... No,
surprise,
it's not.
Motherfuckers.
Special's definitely accurate.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So it's be good. And we'll be, because we are an official partner of the festival, we will be keeping you updated and also giving you a chance to win tickets to go and.
And if you play your cards right on Valentine's Day, you could be my plus one. Just saying.
If you don't win tickets, you could buy them. However,
you
couldn't buy Super Early Bird or Early Bird, though.
Because they're all sold out.
In record time.
Oh, my God.
Jesus.
Tier 1 tickets are now standing at adult weekend tickets from £137. Teen weekend tickets from £97. Child weekend tickets from £35. Casual violence.
Also, infant tickets.
It just sounds like you dropped that in.
I did.
Casual
infant
violence.
Tickets.
Yeah.
Five nugs. That's it. Just five boys.
£5.
£5. That's it. And you can take infants
with
you.
Don't take chicken nuggets there.
Yeah.
See, this is where you'll confuse them. You'll confuse them.
They will turn up with five nuggets and go, "Can I get in?"
But fucking Renzo Nottingham said.
That's why you've got the pseudonym.
Damn.
100% deniability.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
that's good.
Yeah, well, we're definitely going to that, and you should go too. We've had a great show today. We talked to Toots Hibbert from Toots and the Maytals, all the way from Kingston, Jamaica. Was he in Kingston?
I think he was. He was in my family home in Kingston.
In Kingston, right next to the Marleys, right next door to the Marleys.
Yeah,
shout out
to
Uncle Toots every time.
Big shout out to man like Uncle Toots.
Yes.
We also had LS1 in the office with us, and he helped out.
Oh, no, wait! He didn't.
Time, didn't we?
I'm stressed now.
Why?
Because he didn't. That's the only guest that's not helped us out with legal.
But he came in and dropped a few bars.
He did.
I
suppose. Yeah, he paid his debt to society.
I've just found this. You know what? If someone says to me something bad about my Uncle Toot, this is what I'm going to say.
No mess with my toot.
Brilliant.
Don't mess with my toot toot.
That was originally written for a Desmond Tutu, wasn't it?
I don't know. It's toot toot.
Toot toot.
Toot toot. Don't mess with my toot toot. Well, I don't know if that's what Denise LaSalle was saying or not, but She doesn't want people to mess with her toot toot.
It's a big tune, that.
Yeah, it's a big tune. So.
More big tunes and sage advice coming up from Hannah Witten right after this. We've been Payne and Sylvester Incorporated, sans Sylvester, but including researching and Natalie. Renzo Nottingham and Natalie, aka Sarah DiBunda. We'll see you next week. Harley should be back next week.
Shout out everyone ever.
All the time.
I love pretty girls that love rap. Pretty girls that love trap. Pretty girls that got stacks. Pretty girls that got facts. Pretty girls that love rap. Pretty girls that love trap. Pretty girls that got stacks. Pretty girls that got facts. Pretty girls that love rap. Pretty girls that love trap. Pretty girls that got stacks. Pretty girls that got facts. Pretty girls that love rap. Pretty girls that love trap. Pretty girls that got stacks. Pretty girls that got facts. Lighties, brownings, my snow ting's kinda mouthy. My dark ting hella rowdy. She bang Gucci man in an Audi. Flex, flex. Yeah, she flexed like the man then. Valentino's, that's standard. Back big like a mountain. Fuck's good, money's long. Money march to a money song. She don't fuck with no broke boys. She don't fuck with no broke boys. Like trap stars, dope boys. I shot Kano's, top boys. She just fuck with some real niggas. She don't fuck with fuck boys. She ain't no trap queen. She just like trap songs. She just like twerking with her friends. Like where you get that back from? I love pretty girls that love rap. Pretty girls that love trap. Pretty girls that got stacks. Pretty girls that got backs. Pretty girls that love rap. Pretty girls that love trap. Pretty girls that got stacks. Pretty girls that got backs. Pretty girls that love rap. Pretty girls that love trap. Pretty girls that got stacks. Pretty girls that got backs. Pretty girls that love rap. Pretty girls that love trap. Pretty girls that got stacks. Pretty girls that got backs.
Pretty girls that do bits. Pretty girls that do trips. And I say my shorty blessed. Don't mean my DJ on ones and twos like who kid. I'm on the motorway with two bricks. I might let her cop some new shit. Oh, now she bossy all up on the phone like new number, who this? New weave, who this? New manicure, who this? Nah, she don't really find it hard to brag. Valentino's got a half a bag. So wildin' with the yardie swag. But she ain't ever where the party at. Cause she don't like all the attention. Hungry man, I'm grabbing on her arm and that. She rather chill out at the crib. Whip it on the stove, put it in the fridge. Little man on foot, drop it off in whips. Run it back quick, top him up a bit. I'm really grateful for the well wishes. But your brother don't fail missions. Really with the scales like we sell fishes. Do your bank balance and sell fridges.
I love pretty girls that love rap. Pretty girls that love trap. Pretty girls that got stacks. Pretty girls that got backs. Pretty girls that love rap. Pretty girls that love trap. Pretty girls that got stacks. Pretty girls that got backs. Pretty girls that love rap. Pretty girls that love trap. Pretty girls that got stacks. Pretty girls that got backs. Pretty girls that love rap. Pretty girls that love trap. Pretty girls that got stacks.